We go to the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline, a guy who, once again, will be one of a handful of front and center general managers at the draft, on the draft floor, and will have seats close to the podium, and he's looking to change that. Would like one of those seats maybe a little bit further back. He is Scott Housen, the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Scott, thanks for doing this. Good to talk to you again. How are things?
Good morning, Dean. Everything's good. Thank you.
I would guess, in many respects, Scott, not too disappointed to see this 2011-2012 season come to a close. Would that be fair?
That would be a fair statement, yes. It was a difficult season for our hockey team and our franchise and our city, and we've put it in the rearview mirror, and we're moving ahead.
The next best thing after having the number one pick, which probably you deserve to have, is having pick number two. And I guess a lot of it's going to come down to what your old team is going to do. Depending on what the Oilers do, how do you expect that's going to change your strategy? It's only one player, but it could drastically alter where you guys go with that second pick.
Yeah, it could. I guess all it means is when we put our final list together, which we'll do next week, we'll know we're getting one of our first two players instead of getting the player we had rated number one. So it was a little frustrating when we did lose the lottery to Edmonton, but in the grand scheme of things, we know we're going to get a very good player, and we have to make sure we do our job and select the right player.
I think I know the answer. I mean, if the price is right, anything's for sale, but are you realistically looking at moving this pick, moving down or doing something, or is it in your best interest right now to use this pick?
No, we'd be open to any suggestions. It's not an easy trade to trade out of the two slot or one slot or three slot for that matter. So, we certainly listen to people. I've had a couple of expressions of interest on the pick in terms of moving down. We wouldn't want to move too far down. So we'll just see how it plays out next week. Traditionally, and if history repeats itself, the teams get a little more serious about, exchanging picks as we get closer to the draft and on the draft floor.
I know, and maybe this isn't fair, and you'll please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it seemed like in talking to you in the past at the draft, you had kind of gotten to a spot where you had used enough of your draft picks. You had enough high picks. It was now time to maybe use them as currency to bring in other players, veteran players, established NHLers. Has that changed? Are you now back maybe to the spot where we're looking at possibly a rebuild here, and using these picks for the future is now more important than perhaps in a trade?
That's a tough question. I think we're always open to hearing what other teams are thinking. If you can find a match, that's great. Last year we did do that. We traded the eighth pick and Jake Voracek and a third round pick for Jeff Carter, and we turned Jeff Carter into when that didn't work here very well for us and for Jeff, we turned Jeff into Jack Schatz and another first round pick. So I think certainly if we were maybe a little better club last year, we'd be more open to trading a high pick. But when you have the second pick, it's pretty important to use that selection, or you really get something of high quality back before you move off it.
I know after a trade, and obviously it's one that probably I would guess when you have your moment at home and you're watching the Stanley Cup being raised, it worked out awfully well for Jeff Carter. But it still feels. Do you feel like it could have worked out better for you? I'm sure you're very happy with Jack Johnson, but at the same time, the initial trade was for Jeff Carter. All things being equal, it would have been nice if that would have worked out a little bit differently for you, obviously.
Yeah, well, that's what we planned. And, in sports, you take the information you have at the time. And I really thought, we all thought in our organization, it was time to do that. We had Rick Nash, who had just turned 27 and was entering his prime. He'd never had a number one center here. And Jeff was available, so we went aggressive with that. I don't regret that for a second. What I'm very pleased with is that we were able to turn that into Jack Johnson, who played extremely well here, and another first-round pick. So, we feel very good about what we've done in terms of turning Jeff into a Jack and another first-round pick, and that's the way it works in sports. Sometimes things don't go work out, and you have to move off it.
Chatting with Scott Housen, general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets on the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. You mentioned Rick Nash. I don't expect you to tip your hand, but have you had discussions with Rick? Where are things at in terms of the situation with Rick Nash?
Yeah, we've had. I see Rick here every day. I saw him this morning. As a matter of fact, we were both working out in our gym here. But we've had discussions. I've talked to his agent. Those discussions will remain, private and confidential. What I will say, and what I've always said publicly, is that we're looking to improve our team in any way possible, and no player would be untouchable here.
Is there any way that that's not awkward? I mean, from a purely just personal standpoint, for you and Rick Nash to bump into each other and see each other on an almost daily basis?
People feel like it should be, but I can tell you honestly, it really isn't. He's a wonderful person. I've got tremendous respect for him. I think he has respect for me, and if you ever know him, you'd get to see that there's not a malicious bone in his body, and we've gone through our trials and tribulations here, and you know what? If he has to stay, then we'll make it work out, and we have no hesitation on that.
Has you mentioned about making the team better? Would you say that there has been a situation that has been close to what you would have considered to your liking? And I guess in terms of timing, is this something that you expect could transpire here in the next week to 10 days?
Yeah, anything's possible. Obviously, we haven't had anything that's met our requirements prior to the trade deadline. It really hasn't gotten too heavy since then. I expect it to perhaps pick up later on. But we'll see what happens, and anything's possible. I don't have a set timeline.
Sure.
Like I said, if Rick's gonna, if we don't, if we can't improve the team, then we'll just move on with what we have.
Fair enough. And I guess just kind of the last one on this topic, and I will move on, I promise. Are you pursuing a solution, or are you kind of just sitting back and allowing other suitors maybe to approach you?
I'm talking to a lot of teams, both receiving calls and making calls on everybody on our team, and seeing what the needs are. So it's certainly not confined to one player, and I'm aggressively out there talking to general managers, and I'm taking a lot of calls as well.
Scott Housen, the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, with us here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I think in a lot of ways, Scott, watching, obviously knowing you from Edmonton, seeing the way you've conducted yourself as general manager, I think that, would it be fair to say that you've become more aggressive, worrying less about perception or what, you know, fans or other people from the outside might think? And not that that's ever the right way to operate. I just look at, you know, the trading of Nikita Filatov, just knowing it was time to cut bait and to move on. And I know that you publicly came out and said with Steve Mason that he's our goaltender, he has a contract, but he's going to be a number two, or he's going to have to at least fight hard to have a number one job, because that's not a given here. Have you, is it more kind of a approval be damned, I'm doing what I think is right?
I think you said it earlier, you have to try and do that in this business, and it can be difficult at times, but you have to really do your homework. You have to get the people around you to do your homework, and you have to operate this team in the best interest of the team, and not all the decisions are going to be popular. I remember my time in Edmonton and times here, we made a lot of trades where it wasn't well received, and it turned out to be really good trades. And I had trades, certainly here, the Carter trade last year was an example where the market was ecstatic, the fans were ecstatic, the media was generally supportive, and that trade didn't work out. So you can't get affected by what's going on around you. You have to follow your instincts and do your homework and act on the best information you have at the time.
In terms of Steve Mason, it's another one of those things that certainly has not gone your way. Give us the status of your goaltending spot as you head into another off season.
Yeah, our goaltending's really wide open. We have Steve under contract, and we have a young player, Alan York, who played very well for us last year at the end of the season. And those are the only two goalies we have under contract. So we're committed to making our goaltending change. There are potential trade possibilities. There'll be some free agent possibilities. Obviously, there's draft possibilities, but those players drafted this year will nowhere be close to being ready to play in the NHL next year. So we're very aggressive on the goalie market. We've got to change what we had. It isn't working, and if that means bringing in somebody on top of Steve or somebody equal to him, then that's what we're going to try and do.
July 1st has always been one of those days where you talk about, again, being aggressive. And last year, you went a little bit ahead with James Wisniewski, getting him signed. And there have been some players in the recent past that some have worked, some maybe haven't. What is your strategy in terms of July 1st? I guess if you can share some of that. Do you expect that you're going to be active, or is this another one where maybe patience could be a virtue?
I think we're going to be active in certain areas on our hockey club. We certainly need, are looking at center ice. We need some, maybe need a winger or two, and then maybe a 6-7 defenseman. Defense, we feel, is the best part of our team. So we won't be as active on the defense market, but we may be in the market for a 6-7. So yeah, it's possible we could be. We're not going to spend outlandishly at this point with the new CBA coming up. We'd like to know what the groundwork is before, or what the landscape's going to look like before we act too heavily. So that'll be our position. I think we will be making calls on July 1 to specific players.
It would seem like the defense is the strength of this team right now. With Wisniewski coming in, and again, the suspension and everything that happened with James early in the season, you never really got a chance to get your feet underneath you. I think we talked early on in the season between Carter, Nash, Wisniewski, and everybody else. You never really had a chance to see what that was. I think Fedor Tuten's been underrated. Jack Johnson obviously comes in and does what he does, and Mark Mathot talking about underrated. Is it safe, and John Moore, a guy that you drafted not that long ago, is it safe to say that is kind of the cornerstone of your team right now?
Yeah, that's clearly the strength of our team. There's another player that we traded Chris Russell for, an Alberta boy, Nikita Nikitin, and that trade really worked out for both teams. Nikita played really well here. He's a fellow Russian with Tuten, and they paired up right away the first game, and other than injuries, they were a very strong pair for us. Nikita was a nice surprise for us. I know Chris played very well for St. Louis, so defense is what we're going to build around. We think if we can fix our goaltending or get a better goaltending, then we'll be more competitive on most nights.
It sounds a little touchy-feely, but if there's a team in the National Hockey League that probably deserves a break from the hockey gods or just a little bit of good luck at some point, it's got to be your team. I would think that probably when you sit down at the end of the day, maybe you crack a cold when you're thinking, boy, we're due some good luck here sometime soon, and maybe it's coming this year, right?
Well, we hope so. You make your own luck in this business, and you can't control some of those things that happen, like missing on the lottery or some of the injuries we had. You have to plow through it, and the good teams find a way to plow through it.
Scott, as always, appreciate your time, man. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
You bet. Scott Helsen, general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets.